There's really been one thing just that's been on my mind over the course of the summer, and I give Ryan some credit for this. He brought it up in the springtime. Has anyone seen that Netflix documentary?
Which one? Which one?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
John Doe has the upper hand. I assume he's talking about quarterback. Lawrence has been talking about it. I've watched all but the StumbleBum episode.
I've been giving people that recommendation, but I feel like maybe since Ben lived it,
yeah,
maybe he's talking about something else.
Is he talking about Amy Bradley is missing? Anybody watch that one?
No, that sounds fun, though.
If you're into that, if you're into cruise ship disappearances.
Oh, you know, I know what my wife was watching that this week. Woo! Yeah. Cruise ships already not fun, but that really looked unfun. I thought maybe he was talking about Fear City, New York versus the Mafia. One of my favorites.
Of course you did. Alex, what documentary did you think Ben Johnson was talking about?
Maybe the Murdaugh family murders?
Oh, man.
The Secret Life of Mormon Wives doesn't count, right?
No.
Okay. The Murdaugh family murders. Maybe.
Yeah, there's like four different documentaries of those.
What about 13th?
It's good. The Ava DuVernay?
Yeah.
On the 13th, on the amendment?
Yeah, is he maybe talking about that?
That's a nice light watch.
No, it is not.
It is not. Barrel of laughs.
So it was Filthy Rich, the Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
I thought it was the Ghislaine Maxwell one. Just to follow up, because he didn't get enough with the Filthy Rich.
I was walking in the hallway during the break to get a refill, and I'm watching the VBM people like buzzing around, and I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
It's like big news day.
What did he do now?
I think it has a little bit to do with the subject that you guys were talking about.
Jeezy or Giselle Maxwell.
I believe that the chambers of Congress have been closed so that they can decide if they're going to vote on things and
it's more,
whatnot.
It's more important that teams change their names back to racist mascots, in my opinion.
From area code 630, my vote for bum of the year. Jeffrey Epstein for not hanging on to Joe Madden.
Theo Epstein. Let's not put Joe Madden into
somebody said you said Jeffrey
not,
Epstein. You, of course, meant... Well, I was just reading what the texter said. He said Jeffrey, but of course, needless to say, he meant Theo Epstein. 773, I think the caller meant Juan Epstein. Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Now we're getting somewhere. You know
what did
what
he
mean?
Refer to himself? He was half Jewish and half Puerto Rican, so what did he call himself, a Jew-a-Rican? On the show with... Starring Gabriel Kaplan and a few other big-time stars in that one.
John Travolta, young John Travolta.
Including somebody by the name of John Travolta. Yeah. He was kind of a big-time star in that show as well. John Travolta.
Oh, my God, that makes me so happy. That's wonderful. Stream of consciousness, middle of the night radio. Oh, God. All right, what are we doing?
All right, so the real doc, you guys ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't any of those
doc.
Things we just mentioned.
And it wasn't quarterback either?
No,
okay.
It wasn't, yeah.
Has anyone seen that Netflix documentary, Thunderbirds?
Anyone? Before we get the rest of this thing here?
I have not seen Thunderbirds. I don't know anything about Thunderbirds.
Well, be careful. He does say he spoils it here, so I know how you are with the spoilage.
Oh,
but
no.
But Ben talks about it.
Is it on the pilot? Like...
You're right, Lawrence. So here he talks about it.
No one. Okay, good. Spoiler alert, okay? Spoiler alert. All right, so it's the Thunderbird pilots, and what they do is they come together, and it's four new pilots, and they've never worked together. And through the course of their training, it's all about earning trust because it's a dangerous job, and they're doing some very dangerous acrobatics throughout the air. And at one point they say, I don't look straight ahead. I got to look at the lead pilot the whole time. And for 30 or 40 minutes nonstop, and we're just a few feet away. And shoot, over the course of years, there have been some tragedies that have happened with how dangerous that is. But as I think about our team and where we're going into training camp, it's really... There are a lot of parallels there because as a first-time head coach, first-year head coach, a lot of new staff members on the coaching staff, a lot of new faces in the locker room. We don't know each other particularly well, and we've tried to bridge that gap over the course of the spring. But really, the next 6 weeks is about us coming together. because it takes time to build that trust. It's hard to earn, and it's really easy to lose that trust. And so really those next 6 weeks are huge. And what we're looking for, it's dependability, it's consistency, it's production on a day in and day out basis, not only from the players, but from the coaching staff as well, as we get to know each other. So that's really a big part of where we're at and what we're looking to do right now. There's a lot of excitement around the program, and I think rightfully so. There's a lot of talent on the roster. Looking forward to see what leaders come out of the locker room and really lead the charge here for us going into the fall. The focus for us is going to be on continuous improvement, all right, really for the next 6 weeks. That's all we care about, is getting a little bit better every single day, day by day, brick by brick, and that starts today.
All right, I'm really glad we've gotten to this. I think it's an important moment to point out here at 4:34 in the afternoon. Those were the first words of Ben Johnson today, right, Tanny? That like his opening statement was talking about,
other than some house cleaning things, I think, that were in there. But that was clearly, he came in there and is like, hey, this has been top of mind for everybody in our building this offseason.
Yeah, so his first message is to hit on that. And I'd like to watch Thunderbirds. Christine would love to watch that, I'm sure.
Here's the one sentence synopsis on it.
Okay.
In this documentary, the elite pilots of the Air Force Thunderbirds display exceptional skill, trust, and courage during a high-stakes training season.
All right, well, dig it, because here comes the football season, and they need that, the skills and the trust and the courage. So, I mean, that's him, man. Be who you are. I mean, Matt Nagy wasn't wrong about be you as a leader. He really wasn't wrong about that as a thought. I mean, this is, Ben Johnson's got to be himself, and that's him. So, that's the template he wants to set. Heard, Chef, heard.
Yeah, it does match with a lot of things that we often do with football, the militarization of football. It matches. This is a little different than what we usually get, because we don't usually get pilots. We usually get the infantry.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually the way that people will talk about football, in a militaristic type way.
I'm the general and you're my soldiers. You follow orders, we'll kill the opponent.
So this is kind of interesting too, because it's like, hey, high stakes, speed, making sure that everything is aligned. Like, when
you're great at your job and so am I, let's work together.
When the Thunderbirds do like that diamond formation thing, man, and they're so close, where the nose of the plane in the back is right on the engine of the plane in the front, like that type of stuff, like
scary
skill, courage, all that stuff that they're talking about, it's amazing. We'll see it in a couple weeks, right? Where the Air and Water Show.
Yeah, it's the Blue Angels, or is it also the Thunderbirds?
I think those are the Blue Angels. But it's the same
type concept
of thing.
Yes.
Because Blue Angels is Navy and Thunderbirds are Air Force.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. So
we'll hear them, too. They'll go right by us.
I mean,
shoot, over the course of years, there have been some tragedies that have happened with how dangerous that is. But
yes.
Okay, then.
Yes, that is.
Sure, it can be dangerous.
You don't want to just gloss over that.
No, I mean, you could throw three interceptions against Green Bay. You know what I mean? Now, that's dangerous.
I will tell you, though.
That's why the military football thing rings hollow after a little while.
I don't know if you ever played this game on original NES, Speaks.
Which one? Oh, Combat?
Top Gun.
Oh, no, that's Atari. I went older. Top Gun, no.
I will tell you that as a child playing video games, there was no stress like landing on the aircraft carrier in original NES Top Gun, or the in-flight refueling that you would have to do.
That sounds scary.
In Top Gun.
You
better believe it.
Was Kelly McGillis waiting for you when you landed?
I hope so. I mean, that was like the dream back then. Uh-huh. But anyone who has played that game, I'm asking you to testify with me on
to
that.
To the stress of,
like,
that.
As a 13-year-old.
You're landing on an aircraft carrier.
And like you see it. Like, and if you miss, you see that they zoom out and you see your little plane just hit the aircraft carrier and blow to pieces.
Well, the world has changed. All my 13-year-old wants to do is play Grow a Garden on Roblox. Ooh. Just over and over and over again.
I'm growing an actual garden,
Dad,
right now.
Dad, I have a tomato that's worth $50 billion. You do, son? Congratulations. That's not how the world works, but He's enjoying himself.
I mean, it depends on what type of pizza Nico and him are going to put that tomato on.
This is all true. You're back to the pizza metrics.
It's great, though. He's learning how to live off the grid, except if he ever wants to do that, he'll just need his tablets, and he'll have everything he needs there. He'll have the whole game plan.
Hey, off the grid. If you can grow food, you can survive a lot of things.
I'm actually investing time and conversation in his thought processes as he plays video games. For all you parents
as you
out
should.
There, absolutely. For all you parents out there, we must. This is the way to connect with our children. Because that's the way that they are connecting with the world. So
I was in my garden today. Check out this rose.
That's a lovely. That's a beautiful rose.
Yeah, I know.
You never promised me the rose garden.
I didn't.
Tanny,
but I have one.
Tanny, will you accept this rose from Lawrence? Alex, will you accept this rose?
It's red. But it's kind of pink, actually. But I got yellow ones and white ones, too.
I'll accept that.
I'm all about my hydrangeas, though.
Be my wingman anytime.
People are testifying and agreeing with the stress. Top Gun was stressful. Amen. All-time video game stress.
It's unbelievable. Like, as you're sitting there, the landing on the plane, like, you can get that one. But the in-flight fueling is just... Go look at a YouTube of it. Like, for those of you who have never played that game, go look at a YouTube of trying to set yourself up for in-flight refueling to finish your mission on Top Gun NES.
This whole thing that these kids have where you can save the game at a spot.
Save the progress.
And you really don't lose any lives ever. You can continue going forward.
Hey,
it's
man,
they will never know the struggle.
When I was Pitfall Harry, back in the day, Harry, I'm playing Pitfall, and like I get an hour into the game, and then I lose my last life, and I'm toast, and I got to start again. They don't know that struggle. You're right. They don't know the tedium of doing it again and again and again.
All right, tomorrow at 3, we're going to do old man video game grievances. Oh, that's right, short show.
You can never do whatever mind. You want right. tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Meet us in the office. We'll do it all.
Sorry about that, guys.
Cubs Royals, baby. I'm gonna go hang 10 with Rex Hudler.
Although, don't jinx it. How's the weather? Yeah.
Well, no, tomorrow's the corn sweat, right? Isn't that what we're getting? Had you guys ever heard that? Wait, you're an Iowa guy. Had you ever heard
corn sweat?
Yeah, that's what's messing up the air. Like, that's why the humidity is going to feel oppressive over the next couple of days.
I think the corn game.
And the corn sweat.
Isn't that the name of the new Superman, too? Isn't his last name Corn Sweat or
corn
something
sweat?
Like that?
Jonathan Corn Sweat? His name?
I think it's David, but... God. Yeah, I've been watching all the weather people, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm watching Paul Conrad explain it. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, the Green Lantern.
There's moisture that goes up in the air from the corn,
and it's apparently just going to lay there because of where we're at, and it's part of the reason that the Midwest is going to be in this heat wave over the next couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, look,
there's a lot of random things that swim in my head, and I know that I should have taken this brain to law school, but damn it, this is what you're getting.
There's a lot of random things on this show. Textures say a couple things. One, I want to hear old man gaming grievances. Can you guys do it on Friday? No, I'm sorry, we can't. Another texture, I never heard that Les Grobstein, Jeffrey Epstein bit, but you got to say, you can't argue with him being bum of the year.
This is true.
That's a good point.
That is a great point.
And it's probably an all-time thing, too.
Just narrowly edged out Ryan Pace.
And one of them ended up in the Atlanta Falcons front office. I forget which one.
Let's not do that to Ryan Pace.
I forget which one. I honestly do.
He was a very nice man, just a bad general manager. Delightful. He and Moon would go out on these long bike rides in Bourbonnais.
Sure. All kinds of good stuff going on there.
You know, we're excited.
Oh, that's very fired up.
We don't know for sure, though, that Jeffrey Epstein is not in the Falcons front office somewhere. We can't say definitively. We don't have the evidence.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was leaving it vague. One of them is retired since. And one of them hung himself. I forget. It was Jeffrey. That's who it was. Okay.
I'm reading more about corn sweat.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I like learning about things.
Thank God you're here. Does it smell like corn when it's up there just hanging out in the air? Like, do you jump up high enough, do you smell corn?
But this headline from Scientific America says, Corn sweat is making this heat wave even worse. Humid heat is blanketing the eastern U.S. this week, exacerbated by corn sweat in the Midwest.
Wow. I have 3 years of corn sitting on the countertop.
You're the problem.
I'd like to apologize for all the corn sweat. And
I thought you said you had 3 years of corn. Like, you got to stop hoarding that corn now.
We now know the plan of the Spiegels when end times come.
Yeah.
It's tomatoes and corn.
And corn, that's right. That's
and they have all the kitchen gadgets in the world to take care of them all.
Man, I do have some excellent little corn holders. I can bring them in for you. They work beautifully. And a little butter thing. You put the butter in, and then it's got like a curve on the top to apply the butter perfectly to the corn. You're interested now. Now you're interested. I'll get you one.